Coming up next, we've got an Area Voices piece. We're giving away a pair of tickets to the event that Katie Carter is talking about. That is on Friday night, I think July 7th. And we can give you a pair of those tickets when you pledge your support. 800-662-5799. Area Voices, telling the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. In this segment, producer Katie Carter learns about the power of childhood vacations to the North Woods of Minnesota when she talks with a Minneapolis, Minnesota-based vocalist and composer and a Davenport, Iowa-based percussionist and big band leader who are bringing a Frank Sinatra-themed musical experience to Hackensack, Minnesota.
Are the stars out tonight? I don't care if it's cloudy or bright. I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon.
July 7th and 8th, the Hackensack Community Center will be transformed into a 1950s nightclub. Event organizer Sue Wignall stopped by the KBXC studio this spring, along with vocalist Jason Richards and musician Josh Duffy.
I'm not as much a showman. I like more the behind-the-scenes type things. I just want to have fun doing the music. So I transcribe music that I hear off the radio or old 78s, and I can write it exactly how it sounds. And so I've been doing this now for the past 15 to 20 years, and when it came time for this idea, I've always been one that has been thinking of different concerts that people can enjoy and not having the same thing over and over and over. Mm-hmm. So the first year was a 1920s program. I brought my band up. We did all Roaring Twenties music. Last year were all themes of the big band era, 30s and 40s. And then when I mentioned the Sinatra, yes, they loved it. And so, of course, I thought, I'm trying to draw as many musicians from the Minnesota area as I can because there are great musicians here. There's so much great talent here in Minnesota. And so I typed in Frank Sinatra vocalist Minnesota, and it popped up Jason Richards in the Twin Cities. And so I watched his clips online, loved what I heard. And so I called him and we hit it off because we both think alike with bringing a historical perspective to the concert to give some people that information about the music. He really focuses on the American Songbook and those composers that Frank Sinatra was singing during the days. And so we're not going to give a thesis on those at the concert, but people can walk out learning a little bit of something. It's music related. That's why we're there to do it.
Where do you live?
I'm from Davenport, Iowa, right on the Mississippi, and that's how I met Mrs. Wignall all these years ago, is that she was my public speaking teacher at Moline High School.
Josh was in my classroom. It's an August day, probably 90 degrees. We had no air conditioning in my high school. It's the last period of the day, and I'm having the kids talk about what their favorite place to be and to go. And of course, I didn't even care. I just wanted to get home, get in the air conditioning. The kids were all kind of languishing in their desks. So this young man smiles at me and says, I'll volunteer. Josh gets up and he starts talking, and all of a sudden I hear the word Hackensack. And I went, It just sat up a little straighter. Then I heard him say Mark's Market. And I jumped up out of my chair and slammed my hands on the desk, scared the poor kid to death. And I said, you go to Hackensack, Minnesota? And he explained where he lived. I said, I live on 10 Mile Lake. I've lived there all my life. We've kept in touch ever since then. And Josh then played in the pit for my musicals. We did special presentations together during the Christmas season. Josh has always been a very unique, true to himself musician.
Been coming up here since the 80s with my family.
Mm-hmm. And so we got a grant for the festival. And we just finished up a grant with the local schools. We were in Walker High School, and these two were in the schools for 3 days working with the kids. And it was one of the most successful things I've ever seen.
What did you do with the kids?
Both Jason and I worked with the instrumental students, the band students, showing video clips from YouTube of groups like Cab Calloway, Teddy Brown, some great 20s, 30s, and 40s music. And then Jason worked with the vocal students, and I was actually able to work on some vocal techniques with them.
And it was very special for them to listen to a professional, the stories, the voice, you know, how I got there. And they really liked it when I would sit down at the piano and play for them. The point being that this music is timeless. They just loved it. And music that they're unfamiliar with. Had no idea, really, when asked, do you know who Frank Sinatra is? No. I've always had music in my life. I started singing when I was 5, 6 years old. I had a stage mother who saw it in me and encouraged it, wanted me to do it. How many parents, you know, encourage their child to go into music? It just so happens, years ago when I was a child, our next door neighbor was the continuity advisor for all my children. And she was very influential in getting me on stage. I know, very bizarre. The soap opera. And I was always drawn toward the music of Frank Sinatra. My mother showed up one day, I guess I was 9 years old, and she had the record for Men at Work, I Come From a London, and Frank Sinatra. And she said, listen to both records and come back to me and tell me what you like best. And even at that young of an age, I went back and I said, Sinatra, I love it.
I grew up playing classical, and I was wanting to be a classical timpanist. So I loved that music, and my teachers were trying to keep me off the drum set as long as they could. And then once I got on it at age 16, I'm like, oh, this is great. And so I was playing in the productions in high school and going to jazz clubs and listening to musicians. But one musician in particular is the great Louis Belson, who played for Duke Ellington in the 50s. And so over the years, I developed that love of 1920s and 30s jazz, because Bix Beiderbecke is from Davenport, Iowa. And I was head of the Bix Society for a couple of these past years, but I've been with him for 16 years. And a lot of people don't know that I also have a big passion for 80s synth pop music. Tears for Fears, Duran Duran, Flock of Seagulls, China Crisis, you name it. I love that music as well. And so I express that to the kids of saying, don't pigeonhole yourself in one style. Be flexible. Be open to many styles of music, especially when you're performers, because we may get a call to play a gig. We may not like the music, but that's a paycheck. And that's what it takes, is just to be flexible. But who else can say, I'm living my dream of being a musician and making this my living? That was what we really expressed to the students this past week, as we said, you have your choice of being musician or non-musician, but whatever it is, you have a dream. Follow that dream. We're not here to encourage you to go into music. We want you just to see that we followed our dreams and we're living the dream. So you can do it with whatever you choose in life.
Talking with big band and jazz musician Josh Duffy, who, along with vocalist Jason Richards and organizer Sue Wignall, is putting on a Sinatra-style music night taking place in Hackensack July 7th and 8th. So it's my understanding, though, that this dream of a collaboration almost had a kind of a nightmare of an ending.
Last August 19th, I was at a stoplight, and gentleman in a truck was going 50 miles an hour and ran into me, and it smashed in my right cheekbone. I had a right orbital floor blowout. It broke my nose, pushing my nose to the right, and it did take the skin off of the tip of my nose. So it was a long process and many surgeries to fix what was broken. And I was so concerned about my face that I wasn't even thinking about my voice. I did have to cancel all of my gigs because I had to heal. Once I started healing and I wanted to get back to the piano and start singing, I had no voice. It was cracking. My power notes weren't there, and I didn't have voice, period. So I panicked, and I reached out to a friend of mine who is a singer as well, and she put me in touch with a wonderful, wonderful vocal pathologist. She's a opera singer, so I felt I was in good hands. And by working with her, I got my voice back. And the odd thing about this is that I'm able to now reach notes higher than I was prior to the accident. So maybe in a way this was, I don't know, a blessing in disguise. But it was so traumatizing to me, so much so that I did send Josh a text saying, I'm pulling out, I cannot do this. Because I was unsure, I was uncertain, and I had to get my confidence back. And I did that. And I was assured by my pathologist that I am perfectly capable of doing it. The ENTs looked at my throat, and there was no permanent damage. So I straight away called Josh and I said, we're doing this. I can't wait to do it because this is the music that I love so much.
I suppose it also impacted your breathing ability, all that nasal reconstruction.
Oh, sure. Everything. And then after the surgery, I had these splints, I guess, if you will, in my nose, the size of a Buick. So it was traumatizing. There's so many of the songs Sinatra sings that I love so much. And what has attracted me to his music is not only the man, but his phrasing and how his voice was very much like an instrument, like a saxophone, a trumpet. He wasn't there just to show off that he could sing. He was there to complement the big band, the orchestras that he sang with. And it just so happens we have the identical range. However, after this accident working with this pathologist, I may have him beat.
Were you able to share with the students some of the things that you learned
yes.
from that pathologist?
Well, I brought it up as a cautionary tale. And I said to them, why do you think this person ran into me at 50 miles an hour? What do you think he was doing? And usually the consensus was he was texting. And indeed he was.
The band that played last year is pretty much the same exact band this year. I couldn't even get out of my mouth, we're doing the concert in Hackensack again. Do you want to come back? They stopped me and said, when is it? I'm ready to come. Because that audience is one of the best audiences I've ever performed for. They're polite. They love the music. They get into it just as much as we do. And I've been telling the students all week long, I said, there's something special about this part of the country. I said, I'm not saying it because I just to get you to like me. No, I travel all around the world, but there's something special about the people here in the North Woods of Minnesota, Hackensack, Walker, Bemidji. These people are fantastic. They'd go out of their way to help you take the shirt off their back and give it to you. I said, you can't find that everywhere. I said, this is like good hometown people right here.
They not only do the concerts, they do a special clinic with the students, and all of this is free. This year what we've done, we held auditions for the high school kids to sing with this big band. We have people now that will be singing with the band.
And what's great is that the big band, some of these musicians have played with Doc Severinsen, Clark Terry. I mean, these aren't amateurs. These are professional musicians that are coming in.
So how many people are you bringing along with you for this show?
I believe it'll be a 15-piece big band, full-on big band, and then Jason will be on vocals. And what's great is that his piano player will be our piano player this year.
It's a wonderful thing. I've been performing with this gentleman. His name is Rick Carlson. He's a Count Basie-educated pianist, if you will, and I've known him over probably 25 years. He's one of those musicians that when I show up for a gig with him, I call out my songs, I call out the key that I do the song, and he just plays it. Big blessing.
You can just do it.
That's right.
Yeah.
And have fun doing it.
Yeah.
July 7th will be the first night of the concert. The musicians will get in town by about 5 o'clock, and we perform at 7:30. And then at 11 o'clock on Saturday, July 8th, is when we hold the clinic with the kids. And that goes from 11 to noon. And so that way they have a chance to come in and learn from the professionals, ask questions, and they show them techniques, how to put their instrument together the right way, check embouchure, all those details, and it's free. And then after that, around 1 o'clock is when we rehearse with the winning vocalists for the competition. Then that evening, they get to sing with the big band. And it'll be 2 hours each evening of music, but there'll be the songs that'll be the ones that are familiar that we will play both nights, but it's a different program both nights. So if people attend both nights, they're going to hear everything from My Way and New York to York, as well as Bad Bad Leroy Brown.
When it came time for Sinatra to compete with the likes of the Beatles and Elvis, he started collaborating with the contemporary artists to make himself a bit more relevant, so to speak. And it's very interesting, some of the songs that he attempted to tackle.
You can catch Jason Richards on vocals and Josh Duffy and his big band in Hackensack, Minnesota, July 7th and 8th. I'm Katie Carter. You're listening to Area Voices on Northern Community Radio.
This is where our story ends. Never lovers, ever friends.
Keep
goodbye.
Going,
Jesus. Let our hearts call it a day.
Look at this on the phone.
You can get 2 tickets when you pledge your support to Northern Community Radio to the Friday night show, July 7th, in Hackensack. Josh Duffy and his big band play the music of Frank Sinatra with jazz vocalist Jason Richards. Call now to pledge your support, 800-662-5799. You can let us know you'd like 2 tickets to that event in Hackensack.
I like the fact, I never thought about that. Frank joined all the contemporary, the new bands just to keep himself alive.
We had 2 sustaining members, new sustaining members joining us.
Fantastic.